John, what are you doing?
Well, I read about this study where participants were asked to perform tasks while blasted with random and really loud office sounds.
John, that's really annoying. What was the study testing?
People's reaction to stress. And it turns out that even though men and women participants did equally well at the assigned task while the noise was going on, they reacted quite differently afterwards. When researchers offered them their choice of snack and then asked them to solve an unsolvable maze in peace and quiet.
Oh, so the researchers were testing the effects of stress after the stressor had been removed.
Exactly.
And?
Well, the women who exhibited the most frustration during the noisy part of the test chose to eat more and fattier foods afterwards and gave up more quickly on the maze than the women who weren't as frustrated. And what's even more interesting is that during the first part of the test, some participants were told they could turn off the noise if it got to be too much. Even though no one did, the women who thought they had control over the noise didn't get nearly as frustrated as the women who thought they didn't.
Huh, interesting. What about the men?
For the men, there was no similar correlation between frustration and eating. And if anything, the more frustrated the men got, the longer they worked on the maze, regardless of whether they thought they had control over the noise.
Huh. So stress has very real behavioral and gender-specific after effects.
With some very real health consequences.
Don?
Twinkie?
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown, with help from Sarah Queller in psychology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.